relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. I need to get personal for a moment. I need to share with you. I was running some errands this morning, and I was in the left-hand lane, and there's an SUV in the right. And I can see somebody's driving it with a big hat. And I go to pass the car, and the person's got one of those surgical masks, you know? And you see that at airports. Okay, it's weird. But here's the kicker. She was driving the SUV, and I'm not joking, in massive oven mitts. I mean, the oven mitts were almost up to her elbow, and I thought, okay, that's different. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because that's how my day started today. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and it is time to brainstorm with Boris. Yes, indeed, my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. He is chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him right now, Boris EP, a wonderfully short Twitter handle. And check out his daily briefings, breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, I hope you have been... Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Always great to have you. You're very popular with our listeners.
I appreciate that.
I hope you're as incensed as I am with what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been doing for the last 18 hours. I know the CBP. I've worked with the Customs and Border Patrol men and women. They're police officers who have a very tough job protecting the front line of our country, yes, which is the border. And this congresswoman actually has the audacity to say that these people are telling those who illegally cross our border to drink from the toilets in the facilities where we keep them safe. Since then, I'm glad to see it from average Americans. There's been a massive pushback on social media, with one person pointing out, when you are in a facility like that, it is common, and there are photographs, I posted one for the show today, it is common for the toilet to be co-located because of the plumbing with the drinking basin. This woman either doesn't know that, or she's lying. Which do you lean towards, Boris Epstein?
Lying.
Wow.
That's where I lean.
Okay.
She's lying. She went there, caused a scene, obviously grandstanding, right? Obviously trying to get attention, which she got,
yes,
good and bad. So she was successful in that. But you know who this is not successful for?
Who?
Our country. It's bad for the country. She's a sitting congresswoman. Why are you going over there just to cause a scene? If you really care about the people who are there, observe. If you have problems with it, speak to the CBP. Speak to Customs Border Protection.
Right.
But don't try to use them as pawns.
Don't do this. Let's listen to what exactly she did. This is AOC yesterday.
There's abuse in these facilities. There's abuse. This was them on their best behavior, and they put them in a room with no running water, and these women were being told by CBP officers to drink out of the toilet. They were drinking water out of the toilet, and that was them knowing a congressional visit was coming. This is CBP on their best behavior, telling people to drink out of the toilet.
Did you see somebody actually do that?
Interesting, right? She doesn't respond. She drives away. Let me be maybe too cynical. Boris Epstein, is this just part of the campaign? Is this part of the now 498-day campaign?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. What does AOC bring to the table except for grandstanding, right? Except for showmanship like she's doing there. It's pathetic. She does not have a good popularity ranking in her own district, nor in New York. This could be a very short time for her in Congress, and stunts like that are only going to make it shorter, contrary to what she thinks. Now,
remember what you're about to say, but I have to ask, do you think, therefore, that most Americans who've never been to one of these facilities, like you, don't believe her?
I would hope so. Now, what I'm worried about is the Democrat left liberal base, which has gone off the rails,
right,
that does believe her, that does think that our brave men and women of border protection, who you talked about, who are great people putting their lives on the line to keep us safe, somehow we have America to believe that these people are doing wrong. And it's disgusting.
It is.
Denigrating the CBP is disgusting. It's un-American. It's not patriotic. It is the opposite. We have a wonderful country. We need to keep it safe, and these people put their lives on the line to do it. And what AOC is doing, and the fact that the part of the liberal base agrees with her, is disgusting, and it is sad. And I hope it changes, but I don't have high hopes.
Do you think, I mean, it sounds like you do. Do you think that her position in her district, because I remember she did not win. I mean, the voter turnout was pathetic in her district in New York. I think it was 14 or 17,000 people. I mean, it was a fraction of the people who were registered. So you think her position is fragile in that district?
Well, if she were to get primaried by somebody like a Joe Crowley, who she beat,
yeah,
or somebody else who is a more of a mainstream Democrat, yes, I think she could very well lose. Just like I think Tlaib could lose, like I think Ilhan Omar could lose. You know, these far-left representatives, they just don't truly represent their constituents. The American people don't want a woman who's lying about the way that our border protection acts.
But isn't this the new phrase, face, Boris, of the Democrat Party?
What is the Democratic Party? I mean, you watch those debates. Goodness gracious, what a disaster. It was worse than I expected. I thought it was going to be bad. But then especially, you know, the first day was sort of the JV team, right? Then you watch the second night, and at 40 minutes, I looked at my clock and I said, wow, it feels like I've been here for 3 hours. It was a disaster. You know, they're throwing bombs at each other. People said that, you know, I did a segment on this. They said Kamala Harris did a good job.
Was the winner. They said that she was the winner.
Well, right. First of all, the bar is very low, right?
Okay.
Biden was barely there. Okay, dazed and confused.
Have you ever, you are a political professional. You've worked on campaigns. You worked in the White House. Have you, how old are you? You're young, right?
Well, yeah, I'm younger than I look. Let's put it that way. I'm 36.
Okay, so in all your years.
But I've studied longer.
Okay, so let's say you're 56 in experience.
77.
In all your experience working in politics and campaigns in the administration, have you ever seen any candidate on left or right, not once, not twice, but three times, say, oops, my time is up, like Biden did? Have you ever seen that?
It was baffling, but I thought that his worst moment, his most dazed and confused moment, and there were a lot of them,
right,
was when the question was asked, what will you do in your first act as president?
Yes.
And he went on and answered something and then said, well, the first thing I would do is defeat Donald Trump. Ding, 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 ding. Joe, if you're president, that means you already defeated Donald Trump. Earth to Joe. Where's Joe? So anyway, the bar was set pretty
Hang on. I got to write that down. That's going to be the title of this segment. Ding, 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 Earth to Joe. Yeah. That's excellent. Thank you. Thank
okay, you got it. That's what you get from brainstorming from Boris, right?
Right.
So they said Kamala Harris won. First of all, the bar was very low. Second of all I heard was just basic liberal talking points, and then her screaming at poor Joe, who was just kind of cowering there. And, you know, he looked like he was in the corner, even though he was in the middle. So that was terrible. And then you had Bernie Sanders. Gosh, what? He's so angry. He was just yelling.
Did you see the photographs of him today that have been posted on social media of him flying in first class to Miami?
They were very fancy, of course. Yeah.
And where's his wife? In coach! It's hilarious. He's so much a classic communist that even his fellow family members can schlep it in the back.
Yeah, he was drinking. Yeah, he was drinking nice drinks.
He's getting the free drinks.
Yeah, he was.
The little warmed nuts.
Yeah, I love the warm nuts.
The warm nuts are good,
but I'm still a capitalist, so I can enjoy.
Yeah, right, you're allowed to.
You know what I mean? He's drinking, you know, vodka martinis at first class.
She's having the pretzels, little pretzels. That
she's paying for a club soda.
Having too much fun. He is Boris Epstein. Follow him right now. Boris EP. He is the chief all things political commentator at the Sinclair Media Group. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollAndBranch.com.
As we prepare to celebrate American independence, veteran-led Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company, wants to provide you freedom from big mobile with a free month of service. At Patriot Mobile, a portion of your bill supports gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and sanctity of life. Come on over. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. Join thousands of members already saving money and supporting their values.
I'm an IT guy, so I wanted to bring my own phone to the plan. Patriot Mobile helped me to find the right model of phone for the plan. You can pay your money to a company that won't then give that money to causes that you oppose. That's pretty amazing to me.
You'll get the same super reliable nationwide service and feel good about funding the right agenda. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get a free month of service today and support your values when you come on over. Visit PatriotMobile.com and use promo code COMEONOVER. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com, promo code COMEONOVER to enjoy a free month of service on all new lines, only for a limited time.
I love the title.
Thank you. There's air guitar, and apparently Boris says there's air motorbike, right?
Yeah.
You're revving your motorbike to the music.
That's me, yeah.
We are back with Boris Epstein, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Media Group. Follow him, Boris EPN. Check out Breakfast with Boris for your daily briefing from the former special assistant to the president. Boris, I did the math because there's a lot of fake news out there. During the Obama administration, it was actually a North Korean rocket launch every 34 days.
Wow. Wow.
Things have changed. Who was it? Which senator from Illinois was it who said elections have consequences? It was that. Who was that?
That nice man.
Oh, what do they call them? Community activist. Organizer.
The community organizer. He was a nice young man.
Right.
He ran for president. He became elected. And he got nothing done.
Well, he got 34 rockets launched one every 34 days.
So I guess that's a good thing, you know?
So history was made, wasn't it, this weekend?
No doubt about it. And for those of us who study history and who have studied international relations, it is so hilarious to see the left going nuts about this. Again, back to my favorite ding, 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 Joe Biden. Joe Biden's tweeting about how bad it is, except the administration that, according to him, he was a big part of.
Right.
I'm not so sure
it's his economy, isn't it? Obama's and Biden's.
It's all Obama, Biden, everything. So the Obama, Biden team made a deal with Iran. And they sent Iran at least almost $2 billion.
Cash.
So I guess cold hard.
Right.
So I guess that was okay.
Right.
But keeping the sanctions on North Korea, that's the stick. But also meeting with their leader, I guess, is somehow wrong.
Right.
So
money to the mullahs, okay.
Right.
Meeting with Kim, bad.
Yes. Let's be honest.
They're so clever. How do they do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that amount of mental acuity that also makes Joe Biden so good in debates.
Indeed.
Yeah,
my time is up. Sorry.
Oh, wait, so I got to go now. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. I thought it was historic for the president. And it was so obvious that Kim Jong-un was completely sort of putting himself at second position to the president. The president was center
stage. Just the one thing. I mean, it's not said often enough. First time in the history of the two Koreas.
Right.
First time that a president crossed the DMZ.
And to your point, the Democrats would have elected a stand-on on this if there were rockets flying, nuclear weapons.
Right.
Tested all the time.
We hadn't defeated ISIS.
Right. ICBMs going, you know, going across the Pacific.
Sea. Right.
But here's the reality of it. North Korea has not tested a nuclear weapon or an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, in effectively almost 2 years. Okay?
Yep.
They did a short-range test, but most militaries do that. Okay?
Right.
But ICBM, which is what we're really concerned with, because that could potentially reach the United States or our allies, Japan and South Korea, and nuclear weapons, no testing in 2 years. That is a result, okay? That is a direct result of President Trump's efforts. So for those who choose to hate, just choose something else, because this is a clear achievement.
So when do you think they'll be making the announcement about his Nobel Peace Prize for the president?
Well, you know, I think...
It must be lost in the mail, no?
I think what's happening is they're waiting for Kamala Harris to become president in 6 years or whatever it is, you know? And then they're going to give it to her for North Korea.
She brought the peace.
Yeah, okay. Because she brought the peace. Or, hey, maybe poor Joe Biden will get it. But for some reason, I'm not holding my breath. And by the way, Joe Biden should definitely not hold his breath anytime soon.
Get that man a ventilator.
No holding of the breath. Okay.
Are you shocked? I have to ask you this. Are you shocked
apparently we can take these reports as true, by the amount of money that Mayor Buttigieg has raised since the debate. Doesn't that shock you? I mean, more than Biden.
Well, the money, you know, they have
24 million is not, you know, chump change.
Well, 24 million overall. I don't believe it's 24 million since the debate.
No, that's from the quarter or the 6 months.
I think that's his whole haul,
right,
which is a lot of money. You know, they say they have in finance a saying that there's smart money and there's stupid money, you know? I would say if you're talking about politics.
So this is not the smart money.
I would proffer this is not the smartest money, because if you look at the poll, it was a poll that just came out yesterday. CNN poll was very interesting, right? It showed that.
Are you going to come on my show and quote CNN polls, Boris Epstein?
It was commissioned by CNN, and it was about Democrats. I wouldn't trust them on Republicans,
okay,
but it's their own people. All so right. They're polling. It's their own backyard.
Okay.
Okay. It's all within the family.
Okay.
Biden lost 10 points.
Yes, 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 yes.
Harris went up by 9.
Right.
Warren went up by 8. And then Sanders sort of, you know, lost a little bit. Nobody else moved. Buttigieg is still at 4%.
So it's raised money, but not more popular.
Exactly. So that money, what's it going to do for him, right? And the debate, I thought he did not stand out at all on the debate, didn't make a name for himself. And that's the only way you're going to get through these primaries is by standing out in some way, by getting to the middle of the stage. So, listen, God bless him. He's going to have a lot of money. You know who else had a lot of money in the 18 primary, in the 18 midterms?
Who?
Your favorite candidate. He was a congressman from Texas. He is not of Hispanic origin, contrary to his name.
Oh, yes.
Bobby Francis Beto O'Rourke.
Right.
He had the most money of anybody who's ever run for Senate, I think.
Named Beto, just for the record, one more time, named Beto by their Hispanic maid. Okay? That's how much a man of the people he is. His Hispanic. Question is, was the maid allowed to look in his eyes when she called him Beto? That's what I want to know.
Well, here's another question. Was Bobby Francis at the debate, yes or no, either night?
He looked so nervous.
Just melding into the background.
What happened to the man?
Well, you know, I think it's one thing to just be thinking about your future when you're alone and driving a minivan and pretending to be a man of the people. Very different when you're actually on stage, even though he was on the JV debate. I mean, Elizabeth Warren was the only one there who could, you know, who was really sort of, you know, in the top tier, but he's not. So, you know, to go back to money, Beto had a lot of money,
right,
Bobby
that's
Francis.
True, that's true.
You know, Buttigieg has a lot of money. But I think it's because the reason he has so much money is because some of the higher-end donors are looking for someone to support.
Something new.
And right. Because what's their other option?
Right.
Ding, 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 Joe.
Last question for Boris Epstein. This is the really important question for me. How does it resonate across America when all 10 of the candidates on the second night say that they want American taxpayers to pay for the health care of illegal aliens?
It's crazy.
Who do they win over?
I don't know. Illegal aliens, I guess? In all seriousness.
Maybe the strategic utility of that answer, I mean, that's got to hurt them, no? The Rust Belt, across America.
Across America, and guess, and with the Latino vote.
Yeah. The legal.
Of course. Right. That kind of pandering, here's what people forget. In 2016, we got 29% of the Latino vote.
Wow.
That number is going to go up in 2020. You know why? Because the president has achieved on the economy, on national security. Right. The Hispanic American unemployment is at historic lows.
Right.
So we're going to do great with that segment of the population by pandering and saying they're going to open borders and give handouts to those who are here illegally. Big losing move by the Dems.
Brad, did you hear that? Brad Pascal, make sure that is in your ads, all of them, that vote. Because that's how we build the silent majority. I've been talking to Brainstorming with Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter, @BorisEP. And get his daily briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. And check out everything Boris-related at Sinclair. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Have an amazing 4th, my friend.
Happy 4th.
Likewise. You can watch us. If you missed anything, go to iTunes, the podcast, look for America First. And on YouTube, our best segments, these two segments included. Just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and they should be prosecuted. You cannot intimidate members of Congress. It is against the law and it's a shame in this United States of America.
It is against the law to make fun of Congressmen and women. I am a congresswoman. My name is Frederica Wilson.
How's that? I can do Eugene Robinson as well if you'd like.
It's the loony with the big hat. She's back.
That's not a joke. That was actually a congresswoman.
I've got some lines for you to read.
Which voice? Eugene or
Frederico? Well, that's the best.
I don't think that's going to sell any more Relief Factor. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Guys, when John Cassio showed me that. So remember who this woman is? This is the lying congresswoman that was such... I'll be careful here. Had such an elastic relationship with the truth that Marine Corps legend John Kelly had to put her in her place when she lied about the phone call that the commander-in-chief, President Trump, had with Maisha Johnson after her Green Beret husband was killed in action. This is the woman who lied about that phone call with her stupid big hat then, and she's still wearing one now. And I guess she wants to be back in the news.
And now she's going to make it a crime.
This is what we did in Monty Python back in the 60s. It's a crime. And I'm not putting a dress on. No, that's far too British.
A crime to make fun of congresswomen.
How do these people get elected? Victor in Silver Spring. Help me. I need help. Victor, line 3. How do these people get elected?
Because there are people stupid enough to vote for them.
But this woman just said at a public event it is illegal to make fun of politicians on social media. Victor,
well,
what is going on?
Making fun of some of these people. What I wanted to talk about was the situation in Portland.
Victor?
Yes, sir?
Are you changing the subject on me?
Yes.
Go ahead. That's fine. You're Victor. You're an old friend.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. What happened in Portland would have never happened in 1992 in Philadelphia. I happen to remember a Mayor Rizzo, who was mayor at the time. He was in the news a lot because the liberals hated his guts. And apparently there was a situation which caused a lot of rioting going on. I think it was Rodney King.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And the mayor at the time told the people of Philadelphia, if you are rioting, there's going to be a shoot-to-kill order. And there was no riots in Philadelphia. But all the other cities had some kind of riots.
Wow. I'm going to have to check that out. But, hey, you know that's not going to happen in Portland, right?
No, no. And I asked my best girl. That's Chris Plant's favorite line. He was always talking about his best girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, I was asking her, what would you do if these demonstrators laid in the middle of the street and we have to go from point A to point B? And she told me in no uncertain terms, I go right through them. I'm not going to be held up because of these idiots.
Look, Victor, I appreciate you calling in. You've reminded me of something. I posted on my Twitter feed. Please go to my Twitter feed right now. Andy No, the Asian, the homosexual Asian reporter who was attacked, has posted, and I've reposted on my Twitter feed, the photographs. All the photographs we have, because some of these people were masked, which in certain jurisdictions is a crime. It is a crime to go to a public gathering and have your face masked. And he's asking everybody out there, everybody, help Andy and his legal team, Harmit Dhillon, right now. It's on my Twitter feed, at Seb Gorka, SebGorka. The photographs are there. We need to have these people identified, and they need to be arrested, and they need to be charged. Thank you for calling, Victor. This is America First. The call board is full, absolutely full. As soon as somebody drops off, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. This isn't a script. I never read a script when I talk about these things. Why? Because I don't endorse, I don't accept any product, any sponsorship that I don't believe in. This is personal for me. I had a back pain issue that I'd lived with for almost a decade, for 9 years. It flared up every Sunday when I knelt down at Mass, and I couldn't keep the position. It was so painful. Then, January 1st, I started taking Relief Factor. Within 2 weeks, it was gone. And it is the feeling when I kneel down and there's no pain in my back. You should have that feeling. If you're suffering from daily aches and pains, join me. Why don't you just give it a try? The 3-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. You can't buy anything for $20 nowadays, especially something this important. Go to relieffactor.com. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. Listen to my story. Listen to the stories of the people on that webpage, real Americans who are being liberated daily from their aches and pains. Relieffactor.com. It's real. It works. I take it. Try it out. You should be the next success story. Back to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The quest for the MAGA truth is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
Thank you indeed, Professor Jones. The MAGA truth is why we are here. My team is still scraping themselves off the floor after my Frederica Wilson impression. I think it caught them off guard there. We have much more like that. Just stay tuned. If you are concerned about 2020, you should be. Look at the debate. Look at the Democrat debate in Miami. Just pick an issue. Doesn't matter what issue is important to you. First Amendment, Second Amendment, the economy, health care. They want Medicare for all. Do you know what that means? I'll tell you, because I lived it in the UK. It's nationalizing health care, which means it is no longer in your control. It means waiting. It means prioritizing people over you. It means the government has the last say. If you want to keep your health care in your hands, join AMAC now. AMAC is that organization that fights for you, for your health care, and shares your values. You can join them at GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. They are fighting right now to keep your health care in your hands, in your control. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752. Our friend, Clint, line four, San Bernardino. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka, and thank you for the prescription for logic. I appreciate that.
Hey, that's a good one, prescription for logic, what Clint has to say. I love that. Thank you, Clint.
You're very welcome, sir, and I thank you. I've been reading a piece of literature, and the prologue to this piece of literature has really baited the hook and reeled me in. My thoughts really go out to Mr. Paul and Miss Susan. You know what?
For those of you who don't know, he's talking about my parents. It's the introduction to my book, Why We Fight. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Clint.
Oh, very welcome. And being through the Gulf War a few times and other engagements, I've seen, other countries and what folks have to go through. And I agree in your prologue that 1% or less of the Americans really don't know worldly about the goings-on of the military and the price of freedom. I think that maybe the Democrats and all of those that hold seats should maybe experience the firsthand of what goes on in some of these countries. Of course, security would be needed because what your folks had went through is still going on today.
And yes,
it doesn't matter if it's a country or a small island. For those folks, that's their world war. And I think before these folks need to speak out, I think they need to gain a little bit more knowledge and insight before they open their mouths of what they know not.
Do you think it would change, Clint, their underlying attitude, which is really one of hatred and revulsion for America as it was conceived by our founding fathers? They're not going to suddenly, even if they see the destitution in Venezuela or in Cuba or North Korea, they're not going to suddenly love our principles, are they, Clint?
I think they'd probably turn it to their advantage in twisting, their speech around, to say that they want to, give a tree hug to everybody and, welcome everybody. But until they, until they actually go over and see, the death, destruction, and the destitute, I think it might maybe give them a little bit of a different perspective on how they think on it. Because the way I look at it is the Democrats, they live in their secure little local bubble.
Yes.
And they don't really want to focus or look outside the box, which anything that goes on in the world, with our fellow countries and even our enemies has a great effect on our civilization.
Oh, in today's world, absolutely. It's all interconnected. I need to jump to the next call, Clint. Will you say one more time? Will you say what you said about prescriptions, Clint?
I want to say thank you, Dr. Gorka, for the prescription. I want to say thank you, Dr. Gorka, for the prescription of logic.
Wow. I think that guy has a 4-octave voice. Clint, thank you kindly, and thank you for your service. Don't be a stranger. Let's go to one more call. Line 5, JJ in Orlando. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I love you guys' deep resonating voices.
With Clint, Clint's really got it covered there. I think he's the winner there. I'll try to drop it a little bit lower, but I think Clint's got it right there.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say we need to outlaw people wearing masks at supposedly peaceful protests. I mean,
absolutely.
Bank robbers and people up to nefarious things are the ones who are wearing face masks. You know, that it should tell these people out, these independents and people that don't pay attention much to politics, that if the Democrats are always on the side of Antifa, the people wearing the masks, maybe what have they got to hide?
Exactly. Their identity, because they know they're going to break the law. As far as I know, again, I'm not a lawyer, but we can check it out. It is illegal in certain municipalities. It's very specific, but in certain areas you cannot go to a public gathering. Yeah, it is already illegal in certain places. It is illegal to wear a mask at a public demonstration. We're going to check up on that, Eric. Look it up. But yes, JJ, you nailed it. Thank you for calling. They wear masks because they have something to hide, and because they are the fascists. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. How's your energy doing right now? Do you have the same level of energy you did a year ago? How about 5 years ago? Are you eating enough vegetables and fruits? I know I don't. I'm a naughty boy. I'm a meatitarian. I like meat with meat. But I listened to Dr. Douglas Howard, who came in studio and told me his fascinating story of balance of nature. And I've decided to take the step, and I take balance of nature. Joe Piscopo is a huge fan, actor, entertainer, New York radio host. Listen to Joe on what you can expect when you, like me, take balance of nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better. And if you're prone to, like, getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by balance of nature.
Wow, doesn't that sound good? I feel great already, and I've only been taking it for a couple of weeks. Now, until July 4th, you get 30% off Balance of Nature and free shipping on your first preferred order, as well as an extra $10 off any additional fruits and veggies you purchase. But it's going to expire. Call this number now. Write it down, 800-246-8751. That number, 800-246-8751, or just go to balanceofnature.com, but you've got to use my code GORKA. Back with your calls next.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sebastian Gorka, the deepest voice in radio, except for me.
I have to share this. Look, I don't get a penny from these guys, but I love KFC. 2 days ago, and I've been thinking about it for 48 hours, they have this thing now at KFC. It's called, they have three different new types of tenders. One of them is called Georgia Gold. I swear there's some drug in it. It is the best fried chicken I have ever had. I might have to partake this evening because I got to stop fantasizing about it. Georgia Gold. Let's go to line one. Palabo, Los Angeles. Is that? Did I get that right?
That's correct. You got it right. Calling from a room with no running water.
What? Are you in detention? Have you been arrested? Or are you in in your living room or your bedroom?
Not only that, here in my multi-million-dollar Malibu home, the same water that goes into the toilet is also the water that comes out of the kitchen.
You must be an illegal alien who's been arrested. Is this true? Are you an illegal alien who's been arrested?
No. I'm not nearly irresponsible enough. You know, out of the debate, the Democrats were still lamenting separating children from their irresponsible, illegal alien immigrant parents and human trafficking pimps, housing them in better accommodations than they have at home. Right? If U.S. parents perpetrated the kind of child endangerment illegal alien border rushing parents do, Child Protective Services would sure as hell separate them from their children.
You, Palabo, you should be a radio host. You do what I do. You start off funny, and then you get heavy. You got a little heavy there, Palabo. What did you call them? What did you call them? Trafficking pimps? I love that. That's who they are.
No. They're called what they are is human trafficking pimps that are bringing these children up over the border. If you don't want your kid to be put in emergency housing like we had the Woolsey fires over here. But by the way, during the Woolsey fires over here that you're all aware of last year.
Yes.
The Lutheran University over here had to house people in the same kind of emergency housing as the people are at the border are being housed in. And let me tell you, where was AOC complaining about that?
So you are a sensible person living in California.
That's right. Believe me, it's a really tight-knit group down here. Hey, something else here, too. Boarding schools have been separating rich kids from their parents for years now. I think AOC needs to start taking action.
How about this craziness, Palabra? How about if you don't want to be in a room where the toilet is fixed to the basin and separated from your children, how about you don't break the law, my friend? A little word of advice. Palabo, stay on the line. Great, great call. You deserve a signed copy, a dedicated copy of my latest book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. And my new book, out this fall, is available right now for pre-order. Go for a twofer. Go to Amazon.com, go to Barnes & Noble, get Why We Fight, and my new book, The War for America's Soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, telling it as it is every day because we don't have time for anything else. The truth and nothing but the truth.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.